Police security tape marked two administrative buildings at Eastern Kentucky University Tuesday. Blank shots were fired inside the buildings as part of an active shooter exercise. The active shooter scenario saw a lone gunman enter an office firing shots as part of a domestic dispute. Five different law enforcement agencies took part in the exercise. Gary Folkemer is director of emergency management and security at EKU.
All plans, you've got to put them into practice, and then you've got to see what doesn't work so well. And you have to see where there are challenges to implementing those plans.
Folkemer says anyone facing an active shooter must decide whether to run, hide, or fight back. Eastern Chief External Affairs Officer Christy Middleton says that was part of the scenario.
It required those that were participating as bystanders or employees in the building to listen to find out if they could hear where gunshots were coming from to determine if they should safely evacuate or if they should shelter in place and try to barricade themselves in the building.
Almost 150 people took part in the active shooter exercise at the Richmond School. Among them, incoming freshman Alex Wilbur, who simulated an injury. He comes to Eastern with plans to become a first responder.
I figured this would be a good view of what a situation like this would be like and what the chaos will be and how to see first responders manage this chaos.
The exercise included debriefing activities. A full report with recommendations will be forthcoming in the weeks ahead. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.